Common Council members say they've heard numerous complaints from residents in all parts of the city about the use of ATVs, dirt bikes, mini bikes, and other unregistered motorized vehicles, in some cases, large groups of riders traveling on city streets or through park spaces. The council is discussing a proposal to develop newer, tougher punishments to deter use of such vehicles. Buffalo Police Captain Jeffrey Rinaldo was asked about the department's policy for engaging with such riders. He says under most circumstances, there's a no-chase policy.
We've seen over the course of the summer people getting severely injured on these, even with no police involvement, just driving them in normal traffic. Other vehicles are not looking for ATVs, and people are slamming into cars, buildings, trees, fire hydrants. So to attempt to pursue them would just be extremely dangerous to both the public, the person riding the ATV, and the officers.
But police have confiscated numerous unregistered vehicles this year. Parking Commissioner Kevin Helfer estimates the city has impounded at least 50 since June and confiscated 6 on one day alone in September. And the rules have recently changed to make sure owners of unregistered vehicles don't get them back so easily.
Back a couple of weeks ago, we received a communication from Lieutenant Macy of the Buffalo Police Department Intelligence and Special Investigations. And we have changed our policy, and we are not returning these ATVs to the owners unless they are registered.
Helfer supports higher fines, while Rinaldo says the city needs to enforce registration of such vehicles. The council's legislation committee has tabled their proposal for further discussion. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.